Today we travel to a place that was in two movies, but the reason behind it was not good, at least for the first one. So we're going to go to Hinckley, an unincorporated community in the Mojave Desert, north of Barstow, east of the Mojave, north of Victorville, and north of the California State Route 58. The PG&E had been using a chromium 6 to help the rust be stopped in some things that they were doing at their site that's located, that used to be located right in Hinckley. It caused cancer, and the majority of people in the town were sick. They would have major nosebleeds and many other issues. Many of them, there was carcinogens in the chromium 6. You can check out the current interview with Aaron Brockovich and kind of get an overview of the whole history there. We'll talk a little bit about that. But that's what they've been dealing with. Out in the middle of nowheres is where Hinckley is. So the demographics as of now is they have 1,259 people. The male population is smaller, 41%, the female 59%. The average age is 51. The average people per house is 2. 20% of the households have children, so the majority don't. The average income is low. It's only $38,000. The majority of people own their homes at 83%. That's unusual, and only 14% rent. 44% have no more than high school graduate, 15% less than high school, 31% some college. The overall crime grade is C-, so not a bad place in terms of crime. So around 1952 till 1966, PG&E was using this chromium 6, and then people started to get sick. And then until 1993, after a woman named Erin Brockovich, does the name ring a bell, who was a legal clerk to lawyer Edward Masry, she began to investigate when she began to see in some paperwork a lot of illnesses in the community linked to the chromium 6. They eventually, the town filed a class action lawsuit against PG&E, and they settled for $333 million, the largest settlement ever paid in U.S. history. Well, not all the money, of course, went to fixing things. It went to some individuals who had been sick by it, and there was, I believe, 600 people that filed suit. And after that, another group was formed because the water still wasn't fixed. And so PG&E would buy some of the land, especially those that were near the area. A man named Mr. Sanchez helped create a project for the residents where they could discuss and kind of hone out what was going on with their water and to see if it still existed and what they could do about it. They kept writing a man named Mr., if I could pronounce it, Isbicki, who is known for his knowledge on water contamination, and he came and checked it out as well. Some people stay because they like the country small-town neighborhood despite all that they have gone through, and many still are checking their water for contamination and still find it in some cases. They are hoping someday the water will be free from contaminants and the prices of their homes will increase. PG&E currently owns about 2/3 of the property. However, because they went bankrupt this last year, not sure where all that's going to go. So for Hinckley to endure, the people who remain must navigate a complex network of stakeholders, including working with the company who poisoned the water in the first place. And since it doesn't exist, now it's going to take God. So Father God, we pray for intercessors to arise and pray for this town and its people. We pray for the salvation of souls, for fear of illness caused by the carcinogens in the water to dissipate. We pray for people to share the gospel and transform lives. We pray for revival to break out, especially in and through the one church in the town. We pray for Bible studies that meet the needs of the people and challenge your growth in Christ and encourage them. We pray for the San Bernardino County that oversees this small community, that they don't have a city council. We pray that they will fight for their rights and continue to work at getting them a better water system. We pray for the crime issues. Every 10 days a crime occurs. The violent crime grade is F, property crime is C, and other crime is C+. The top crime issues are assault, but at a low 8%, burglary 7, and vandalism 6. There are 7 cases currently in Hinckley, so we pray for them to heal quickly and recover. Some points of interest that we will raise up is the Riley's Bar, the San Bernardino Fire Department, and the Hinckley Community and Senior Center that definitely caters to the people there, where they have lots of meetings, and we pray, God, you would use that place for your word to be expressed. We pray for the Hinckley Bible Church for revival to break out there, and we pray, God, that you will bless the pastor that's new to the area, apparently, or recently, and we pray, God, that they would feel encouraged and that they would recognize other people around them and in their own county are praying for them. May we see changes in this area, and may revival break out in such a way that it goes into the other parts around there, into Barstow, into the Edwards Air Force Base, which is nearby as well, and other places. And we pray for PG&E. Not everybody there, I'm sure, did the wrong thing, but some may knew about it. I know some quit and were whistleblowers, but we do pray, God, that something good will happen out of this bad, in Jesus' name.